Thank you. All right, so we now change gears a little bit. So in the last presentation, the work is really about separating speech from non-speech interference. So this paper is dealing with two-talker separation. So that interference itself is another speech utterance. So obviously this is an entirely different ballgame, so it requires different techniques to deal with that. And this is the outline of my presentation. By the way, this is, yeah, so as Dr. Very already described that this is a joint work with my student Kohu, who could not come to this conference. So here's the outline. So I first briefly describe the background, and the main idea is to perform unsupervised sequential grouping in this work. And we'll first deal with sequential grouping of voice speech, then we deal with sequential grouping of unvoiced speech. I'll present some evaluation results. So this is like a standard explanation about what the sequential organization problem is. So this problem has been extensively discussed in the literature of auditory C analysis as well as computational auditory C analysis. So you can imagine that we have a mixture. Let's see if I can pointer here. All right, so here's the point. We have a mixture here. And this is basically a time frequency representation of the mixture. And typically, this mixture is first processed through a auditory segmentation stage. So this stage essentially gives us a set of time frequency segments, what we call, or as the field calls it. And each segment essentially is a contiguous region in a time frequency plane. And the next stage is a simultaneous grouping stage. It essentially tries to group time frequency segments across frequency, or you can say that it's sort of like it's a vertical grouping because the vertical axis is the frequency axis. So through this process, we end up with a set of what we call simultaneous streams. So each simultaneous stream here is illustrated as by a different color. So know that each region the same color doesn't necessarily correspond to a contiguous region because now segments have been grouped across frequency. Now the main part, of course, is sequential grouping. That's what this paper deals with. So sequential grouping is to take simultaneous streams as input and through a process grouping that we'd like to come up with segregated speech streams. So each stream, in the case of co-channel speech, each stream should correspond to a single speaker. So that's the task. And so in this work, we're not dealing with simultaneous grouping. So assume simultaneous grouping has already been dealt with. So we just use a recently published algorithm that we have developed called the tandem algorithm. So tandem algorithm is essentially does two things simultaneously in tandem. One is pitch tracking. Second is using detected pitch to do simultaneous grouping. Or you can say it's to generate a segregated voice speech. And with these simultaneous streams generated, sequential organization faces a number of issues. The first is that simultaneous streams consist of what you may call them spectrally incomplete frames, because over a particular time frame, there's a subset of TF units that belong to one source, the remaining TF units belong to the other source. So you don't have a whole frame. If you don't have a whole frame yet, there are subtle issues one has to deal with. And simultaneous streams are also often short in duration, which essentially precludes the use of speaker identification. Because otherwise, I mean, a standard technique would, if you can identify what speakers are in a co-channel speech, then you can hopefully use that speaker identity to group simultaneous streams. But because they're too short, if you apply speaker identification, it basically doesn't do much good at all. And when it comes to unvoiced speech, unvoiced speech is particularly difficult to deal with because it doesn't have any structure, certainly it doesn't have a harmonic structure, and it's weak in energy compared to the rest of the speech sounds. So because of these challenges, as I say, existing work typically uses model-based methods. Well, model-based methods, you have a lot of leeways. You can pre-train speaker models, but it also comes with cost. The cost is that when you face a mixture, you actually have to, number one, you have to assume that the underlying speakers are in the mixture. So in other words, the speakers have already have the corresponding trained speaker models. The second task, which is not at all a trivial task, that you actually have to do speaker identification out of this core channel speech, which itself is a challenging problem. So our idea is that we like to address this from a completely unsupervised approach or unsupervised perspective. So the idea is that we want to apply unsupervised clustering. And this is sort of like a illustration we like to accomplish. We already have simultaneous streams. And we perform this in this relatively new feature space called GFCC. So GFCC corresponding to gamma tone frequency capture coefficients. And these are the recently developed features that are shown to be quite effective for speaker identification. And so we perform this using GFCC as the feature space. And we like to have these simultaneous streams to be somehow naturally clustered into two groups. If it does that, obviously, if one group corresponds to one speaker, the other group corresponds to the other speaker, then you know, the problem is solved. And the problem is solved without any speaker model. So that's the hope, at least. So in order to apply clustering, obviously, we have to define an objective function. So what should be an appropriate objective function in core channel speech? I guess that's the question. So first, we said that we assume we already have a simultaneous grouping hypothesis. We call them G. So G essentially, because we have a set of simultaneous streams, so G is essentially a binary vector. So one corresponding to one speaker, zero corresponding to the other speaker. Now, with this hypothesis, now we can measure two things. One is called the within-group scatter matrix, or S of W. Here's S of W. So S of W is essentially, what is scatter matrix? Scatter matrix is basically it's a summated outer products of differences between feature vectors and the mean vectors. That's what it is. And now, since you already have a hypothesis here, now you can also measure so-called between-group scatter matrix. So this is S of B. Now, with these two matrices is defined, then this is a sort of like a standard technique in clustering. Now you can use the trace of the ratio of between group and within group scatter matrices to measure the group difference. And that's essentially, this is what's written down here. So you have two matrices and you invert one of them and you find a trace of the product. And this trace operator essentially measures the ratios along eigenvector dimensions. Now, because we're dealing with core channel speech, there's a nice constraint we can apply. This is actually applied as a penalty term. The constraint is that two simultaneous streams with overlapping pitch contours should not be assigned to the same speaker. Or it's another way of saying that a person cannot generate two pitch points in the same time frame. I think that shouldn't be any controversy here. And with this one, we can formulate this as a penalty term because that the pitch track itself is erroneous. If the pitch track doesn't have any error, we can just stipulate that you should not allow at all any pitch overlap. Because it actually has, it can make mistakes, so we actually just use a continuous function. This is basically a sigmoid function. The sigmoid function is parameterized by the number of frames where you have overlapping pitch contours within the same speaker or within the same group. All right, if you add these two together, you have you can now define an objective function. We call it constraint objective function, which is basically is the group difference, which is the first term, and second term is a penalty. So it's a penalty, therefore we subtract that. And the lambda here is the standard thing. If you have two terms, you actually have to figure out what's the trade-off. This is a system parameter. Now, given the objective function, now the grouping essentially comes down to we have a set of simultaneous streams to start with. We need to figure out a single binary vector that corresponding to the so-called optimal simultaneous grouping. In other words, that the problem can be formulated by searching for all possible groupings, and we try to figure out one that gives the highest score, highest objective function. Now, if you formulate it in this way, of course, this is an optimization problem. There are many, many algorithms you can apply to solve this optimization problem. Because we're dealing with binary vectors, so one natural choice would be to use genetic algorithms. So we just basically apply a genetic algorithm, treating each binary vector, which is a single sequential grouping, treat that as a chromosome in the genetic algorithm, then objective function then corresponds to the fitness score. So basically, you apply this iterative language, actually, it runs pretty fast, even though GA has a reputation of being very slow. The chromosome with the highest fitness function in the last population is taken as a solution. So now we have basically given a solution to sequential organization of voice speech. So what about unvoiced speech? Obviously, it's a particularly difficult to deal with. And we know that unvoiced speech corresponds to a subset of consonants, and in spoken English, we actually have done a statistical analysis. We have roughly about a fourth to a fifth, or a fifth to a fourth, of entire spoken sounds in English that correspond to unvoiced speech. Basically, there are about eight unvoiced phonemes, three unvoiced stops, four unvoiced fricatives, and one unvoiced affricate. So unsupervised sequential grouping is particularly difficult to deal with because you don't have this thing that you can somehow extract speech features and you hope the noise doesn't satisfy speech properties. But since we're dealing with co-channel speech, the luxury is out, and unvoiced speech, as we know, that if you're taking it alone, it's really just noise. Say, if you listen to this, it's, unless in a proper context, it is just noise. All right, so how do we deal with unvoiced speech sequential organization? So we apply auditory segmentation. This was nicely laid out in the previous talk, and we apply essentially an onset-offset-based analysis because onsets and offsets govern both voice speech and unvoiced speech. And then we take, since we already segregated voice speech by this time, the portions of segments that overlap with segregated voice speech are going to be removed, and the remaining ones obviously corresponding to unvoiced segments. Now with this, so this is a bunch of regions in this figure, each unique region with a unique color corresponding to a unique auditory segment. Now task of sequential grouping becomes, again, assigning binary labels to each one of these color regions. How do we do that? The key idea is actually an extremely simple idea. We just very much leverage what has already been accomplished, which is that we now have two streams that correspond to voice speech. Now we label unvoiced segments by using complementary masks of the voice speech, which has already been segregated. So here is a segregated voice stream for one speaker, say speaker A, and now white corresponds to one, black corresponds to zero. Now if you flip-flop this, so black becomes white, black becomes black. I mean, in theory, roughly speaking, the complementary mask should correspond to the other speaker, right? If you completely solve the segregation problem, then the complementary is really just correspond to the other speaker. But we haven't completely solved this problem, and therefore we actually have to deal with some of the issues because of the errors that's been made by voice speech segregation. So basically, once we get this complementary mask, we remove those time frames that contain no pitch or two pitch points. If it contains two pitch points, obviously that corresponding to already two voiced streams, there shouldn't be any unvoiced speech there, so it can be safely removed. If it has no pitch, that means both speakers utter unvoiced speech in that time frame. This is an issue I'll come back in the next slide. So basically, if we remove all of them, now those are these white regions will correspond to what we call the complementary mask. And you take the complementary mask, then you have a single unvoiced segment. The unvoiced segment needs to be labeled by both masks. Now to see which one has the more overlapping energy. The more overlapping energy means that it should really be assigned to the other speaker. So that's the basic idea, I guess, in the interest of the how am I doing time? Peter, how am I doing time? Four minutes. Okay, so I need to. Okay, so basically that's the way we deal with this, and it's a very simple, and it has a clear limitation, which is that this cannot deal with unvoiced portions of the mixture. Now, we're actually in this evaluation corpus, which is called speech separation corpus, or SSC, we found out, we actually did analysis on the training corpus, those frames account for about 10% of all unvoiced speech energy. So this method actually is applicable to dealing with 90% of envoy speech, but there's remaining 10% we cannot deal with. This is the one limitation we are currently working on. All right, so since I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to go through this evaluation results pretty quickly. We have evaluated 100 0 dB core channel mixtures from the SSC corpus. We compared up, and the evaluation metric is SNR, signal noise ratio, where we use ideal binary mass as ground truth, and we compare with a model-based method, and obviously a model-based method needs to provide the target speaker identity, and but it also trains a binary model. Therefore, this method is we label them as BM, so the background model-based approach. And here, I'm not going to skip the envoys, ideal simultaneous streams, but to look at the obtainable results, which is the estimate simultaneous streams from the tandem algorithm. And obviously, the system works better if the two talkers are of different gender, or DG. In the DG case, the unsupervised approach gives you about 6.8 decibel improvement because the original signal noise ratio is 0 dB. In the same gender case, the improvement is about 3.7 decibels. Overall, on average, it gives you improvement of 5.2 decibels, which is 1.7 decibels away from the ideal sequential grouping. So you already figured if we didn't make any mistake, what would be the signal noise ratio? All right, so for envoy speech segregation evaluation here, we only evaluated over the envoy intervals. We measure signal noise ratio gains. And in this case, again, when we just look at the obtainable results with estimated simultaneous streams plus voiced segregation, the system actually gives you a pretty decent improvement in both model-based and unsupervised approach, and it gives improvements about almost about 8 decibels. This is the last slide about results. And if you put them together, and the system actually, this is the one we should look at, this one with both segregation sequential grouping of voice speech and sequential grouping of envoy speech. And system gives you 5.7 decibels improvement, which is, for those of you who are familiar with corpus, this is a fairly decent result. And just as the last demo here, this is a one mixture.
She read by K70 gain.
So, unless you're English, you probably wouldn't recognize them this quickly. But this is the results we have obtained. So there's a mixture of a male talker and a female talker.
She read by K70 gain.
It's a female talker segregated.
Segregated
male talker, if you compare with ideal binary mask.
Lay red by K70 gain. Lay red by K70 gain.
It's reasonably close. Okay, to conclude, we have proposed a novel unsupervised approach to sequential organization in core channel speech. And the sequential organization of voice speech is conducted through clustering, and unvoiced speech is conducted through the use of complementary masks. And our evaluation shows that our method, which is unsupervised, performs even little better than a completely model-based approach. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Do we have a short question, comment? I would like to know how much training material is needed to start before you can start the separation.
This is unsupervised. So there's no training. Once you have the simultaneous streams generated, simultaneous stream obviously is generated using a tandem algorithm, which has a little bit of training, but it's really not a whole lot of training. But once you have this, the whole idea is that this is entirely unsupervised method. So
but you have to find the averages of the groups and the total averages before. So the pre-processing, so to speak.
Right, it's a pre-process. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's a pre-process is that you take a mixture which has two utterances in it, and you generate a set of simultaneous streams, and for each time of simultaneous stream, then you basically extract those features, GFCC features, and with these features you just send it to the optimizer, mm-hmm. or the GA algorithm, which is basically gives you the assignment out. So it actually doesn't involve a supervised training process.
One question?
And yeah, have you considered the reverberation in these mixtures?
Yeah, we have not considered reverberation. Reverberation is a topic that we're doing a lot of work on it. Yeah. And but the core channel species difficult enough in at this stage. Yeah. So we will probably would like to obtain a level performance for the core channel speech without reverberation first, and then hopefully can deal with the reverberation later.
Right. So, do we expect the unvoiced classification part could be used to work for this later reverberation? So.
Yeah. Well, reverberation is a very challenging problem. And one thing I do like to comment is that reverberation actually is a bigger problem for localization-based methods than to monaural-based methods, because pitch-based grouping is fairly robust, and onset-offset-based analysis is also, particularly onset-based analysis, is very robust to Riemann reverberation. And because reverberation creates like this fake targets from all sorts of locations, not as basic as a nightmare to location-based or like beamforming kinds of methods.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you once more.
Thank you very much.